It was last Thursday and Friday that we were screaming on your behalf to get answers about the MOT centres and the cock-up that there is in those centres. 48 of the 55 lifts in the MOT test centres have shown signs of cracking. That means that hundreds and hundreds of tests throughout Northern Ireland have been disrupted, with many of you not sure when you're going to get your car checked. That's a tiny little irrelevant story to those people who, at the end of the day, change their car every few years, and they don't really understand what an MOT test, how vital it is to continue in your daily life. An MOT texter actually has just contacted us before we hear from the minister. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. So you do one of the tests, do you?
I do, yes.
Okay. And what's the situation in those centres?
It is running blind because nobody knows who's doing what or what. We've heard nothing except for what's been told in the news. No, we heard nothing from Chief Executive down this week.
And what's the general organisation like in those places where you work?
Any other time of the year, there'd be circulars about everything and anything, but something as important as this and as effective as this to the public, we've heard nothing. The updates we're getting is off the BBC News.
And what do you do for a living? Tell me exactly what you do.
We're vehicle testers. We test the vehicles that are presented to the test centre for testing. We can't do it. We're ready for work. Everybody's turned up for work, but the equipment's not there for us to use.
And was there one of the lifts cracked in the place where you work?
Three are down. Three are gone.
And explain to me, mate, how this wasn't noticed until now. Because you'll understand why I'm asking the question. How can I trust you or anybody else to see a crack in my car if you didn't see a crack in equipment you're using every day of the week?
Well, exactly. When we do find a fault with the equipment, it's to an outside source to look after and maintain every 6 months.
Yeah, but did any of you spot it?
No. But everybody knew the ramps were well past their sell-by date.
How did you know? That's interesting. How?
Because they're broke. Every week there's an issue with them. Every week there's an issue.
Like what?
Not working, not shaking, hydraulics, everything.
Are you saying, no, just try to not exaggerate, but tell me as it is. So when you say every week, it's hardly every week, right? But quite
every
often.
Every week there'd be an issue with the equipment in a test centre, yes.
Specifically the lifts or what?
Lifts, brake rollers, emission testers, the equipment in general.
And why is that?
Because it's well past its sell-by date. It should have maybe been changed 7-8 years ago.
And does it ever affect your safety?
Well, they're really safety conscious when it comes to the men and the way they work, but when it comes to the equipment, it's a different story. It's kind of work around it, lads, get on with it.
And can you think of anything that's happened in terms of the equipment malfunctions, whatever, that might have put staff safety at risk?
Well, there's issues with ramps. Hydraulics have gone and the ramps have collapsed. How
often?
Well, I think that happened not 3 weeks ago, was the last incident.
Hold on a second. So now my ears are pricking up. So a car collapsed. Describe to me what happened.
Well, I didn't happen now at my test centre. This has happened at a test centre.
So you've heard about this third hand?
Yes.
Right, well, we need to be careful then.
If
you haven't seen it for yourself. But you heard about this from other colleagues, did you?
But our biggest disappointment is that there's no communication from the top down. That is the thing. We're told nothing.
I think just before we move on from the other issue, what we will do is we'll contact the Department of Infrastructure now, because it would only be responsible for us to clear up whether that did or didn't happen, because you've heard it third hand.
Yep.
Did a hydraulic lift collapse with a vehicle on it at a test centre in Northern Ireland within the last few months?
Yep.
Are you worried for the efficiency of these things? Are you worried?
Worried about our own safety more than anything. You know, you go to work thinking that, and you're working for a government body, and you're thinking everything's up to standard and everything's, but it's not. As a business, it's been running to the ground.
And what about the intensity now of the workload? Because there's been a huge backload, haven't there? You've been testing a lot more cars over recent years than usual.
Yes. So that has an effect on the equipment too, because the equipment's doing far more work than it was meant to do.
So you've got a particular insight into that MOT centre that most of us don't, because you work there. If you were to list the top, I don't know, 3, 4 or 5 things that urgently need to be looked at and fixed, what would they be?
Well, of course, urgently is the ramps. Then work your way down through the test hall from brake rollers to light testers to emission testers. It just needs everything new. We're working with equipment that's past its sell-by date by 7, 8 years.
And what I'm trying to get out of you, though, is have you ever experienced anything where the equipment has failed and it has put anybody in danger?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much. That's a really... And we'll put that question into the Department for Infrastructure immediately.
Yes.
And are MOT tests, by the way, before you go, being carried out properly, in your view, given the state of the equipment?
Oh, they've been carried out, yes, but it's the safety of it. Is the issue.
You sound frustrated.
Well, very frustrated, yes. You go to your work and we're getting it in the ear now from customers turning up because we're on the front line. You know, it's gone on too long.
Customers turning up, what do you mean?
Well, customers are turning up for their vehicle test and we're having to tell them that it can't be carried out. And of course, they're venting it on us.
Yeah, because they've cancelled. You can understand.
You can see their point. Yes, I definitely see their point. But we're getting it in the ear when there's nothing from chief executive down. Not a dicky bird.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
No bother.
Well, that puts a different perspective on things, doesn't it? That's someone actually working inside one of these MOT centres. That's when the Nolan Show really comes to light. When we get someone on the ground. If you can help build a picture of what's happening in these centres, 03030 80 55 55. So these temporary MOT exemption certificates for drivers whose tests have been cancelled, they come into place this morning. They apply to motorists whose MOTs have expired or are soon to expire. So this does not help you if your car's going for an MOT for the first time. This is all about the DVA admitting that there have been signs of cracking discovered in 48 of the 55 lifts, those hydraulic lifts that lift the cars up in the centres. Earlier I spoke to the Infrastructure Minister, Nicola Mallon, and began by asking her what's going on.
Well, I first became aware of this issue on Tuesday evening in respect of one lift being put out of commission in Lisburn. On a Wednesday, the DVA took the decision on a precautionary basis to take all of the 48 lifts that had identified cracks on them out of operation. And within 48 hours, I moved to issue temporary exemption certificates. During that period as well, I also...
Well, not on Friday, hadn't, because people were contacting this programme on Friday morning, not knowing what to do.
On Friday, I had, Stephen, the instruction issued to the officials on Friday.
Well, why didn't they tell us?
Stephen, I issued the instruction and I asked them to issue it, if possible, on Friday. For practical reasons, they wanted an additional bit of time, which is why the temporary exemption certificates are issued today, but they are being backdated to the 20th of January. So anyone who had an appointment cancelled and whose MOT has expired will be covered. They will have a 4-month extension from the 20th of January. Those motorists who have had an appointment cancelled by DVA, whose MOT is about to expire, will have a 4-month extension from the date of their current MOT certificate.
And to be fair to you, fair play, that's an example of local government understanding the effect this could have on working class people, and you've moved quickly.
And we've also, I've instructed officials to ensure that the maximum amount of compensation that's possible under the legislation is issued to all those who are affected. So people will have half of the fee that they've paid refunded, and they will also get a new and free MOT test. I've also said to officials that they need to be doing everything possible to ensure that MOT centres are fully and safely operable as soon as possible, but that they also need to be opening on Sundays, which they have. And in addition to opening additional hours, we need to be opening heavy-duty lanes, for example, so that cars can be serviced there. As well as all of that, I've asked for a full review into how this happened, the contingency planning in place, and communication with the public. I'm very clear that I have an immediate duty, and that's a responsibility to ensure the safety of DVA staff and customers, and also to do what I can to minimise the disruption to people, especially those who are heavily reliant on their cars, especially for work. But also I'm very mindful that I need to put in steps or put in place steps to make sure that this situation doesn't reoccur again. So I'm committed to doing all of that.
I was saying the other day, this cock-up doesn't affect so much the rich in our community. It affects those people who do not change their car every 3 years, because you get an MOT after your car's 4 years old or more. So this very much is those people that maybe have an older car and they're trying to pick their kids up from school, they're trying to go to work. But your extension certificate only applies to those people who have already had an MOT done in the past. Isn't that right? It does not apply to those people getting an MOT done for the first time. They're still in trouble.
So unfortunately, and I have looked at this and examined all angles, vehicles that are 4 years old have never been issued with an MOT certificate, so there is no MOT certificate to extend. There's also an issue with taxis. The legislation doesn't permit the DVA to issue temporary exemption certificates for taxis, as they're subject to a PSV test. But what I have said is that both those types of vehicles, who are taxi drivers, also those vehicles who are 4 years old, they must be urgently prioritised. So I want them to get appointments ASAP so that they can get their MOT test carried out before the expiry of their MOT date. So I've said that must be a priority.
So, Minister, if someone is in the situation where their car is being MOT'd for the first time, they've made their appointment, they're a law-abiding citizen, and because of whatever's happened in your department, they're being let down, can they go and hire a car and will you meet their cost?
Well, what I've said can happen is that if someone has a vehicle, 4 years old, and was due to get an appointment for their MOT, had made it, paid for it, and got it cancelled, if they haven't been reissued with an urgent appointment within the deadline, then I want to hear about it. It's the same for taxi drivers.
But that's not the answer to my question. If someone literally needs to pick the kids up from school this week and they're saying, well, I don't know what to do, can they hire a car and will your department cover the cost? It's not their cock-up, it's yours.
Well, it is a mess-up from within the DVA and with the contractor who is required to service the machinery. But let me be straight up. I'm doing everything that I can within the legislation to issue compensation.
But you've got the discretion now. You could decide to underwrite those people who legitimately need to hire a car. And then, look, it wouldn't be for too long, would it? Because you're urgently seeing to those people. So if you have confidence in what you're saying this morning, that people will be seen quickly, then let them hire a car for a matter of a day or two.
And I have to operate within the legislation. I absolutely understand the disruption that's been caused to people. You mentioned there, Stephen, about people who are working class and struggling to make ends meet. That's why I get into politics. That's why I wasn't actually able to come on your show on Friday. I didn't hear it, but I was in my constituency office meeting with constituents who are struggling with some really serious issues. In terms of the compensation, I have to operate within legislation. It's public money. I have considered the compensation, but what are the parameters? What are the thresholds? What are the criteria? We get into very difficult.
Will you tell me? Are you telling me that you've had legal advice that, as a minister in Northern Ireland, it is impossible for you to offer to pay the costs of someone legitimately hiring a car?
Well, Stephen, what I've been told is that an ex gratia payment would have to be subject to rules and approvals. Now, what
yes,
I want to do is
create the rules, create the approvals.
Well, Stephen, what I have tried to do, you know, let's. Look at this. This came on my desk late on Tuesday night, about one lift. On the Wednesday, it came to my attention that 48 lifts had been taken out of operation. Within 48 hours, I'd moved to issue temporary exemption notice. and all of those other measures in terms of ensuring maximum compensation, trying to maximise the operation of our MOT centres. I'm saying very clearly that if you are a taxi driver, if you are someone with a vehicle at 4 years old and you haven't been given an urgent appointment to meet within your MOT expiry, I want to hear about it, because I've said very clearly those two groups of motorists need to be absolutely prioritised.
And taxi drivers are another case in point. Many of them, working class people, working around the clock to try to pay for their bills, some of them doing 10, 12-hour shifts, 5, 6, 7 days a week, given how competitive the taxi industry is. You know this. So, again, if they have depot rent to pay, if they've got their car payment to pay, can you give them any type of sense of how quickly your officials have told them an urgent appointment is likely to be reissued?
Well, as I've said, I'm restricted in what I can do with taxi drivers because, as you know, they are subject to PSD test. They are an essential part of our public service. I've said to officials that I want the taxi drivers prioritised. I understand that that is happening, but I'm saying very clearly, if there are taxi drivers out there who have had a cancellation and have not been given an urgent appointment, I want them to contact my office.
Yeah, but you might
get it personally.
And you might have misunderstood my question. What I'm saying is, have your officials given you any type of sense of if a taxi driver or indeed anyone else applies for one of these urgent appointments, what is the likely backlog to be? You know, are they likely to be seen within a day, within 2 days? Is this likely to take a couple of weeks? What is it?
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, not I would imagine. I've asked that they're seen straight away. So
but what does that mean?
We're prioritising taxi drivers in the new buildings MOT centre, for example. So I understand. I give out the instruction to officials. They're telling me that they're following it. What I'm saying to you very clearly is if there are taxi drivers who are not having that experience and are struggling to get a reappointment, please contact me directly. I'm trying to work through this. I want to do absolutely everything I can.
And I can hear that. But have you not asked the question? Because I think it's a reasonable question. It's a practical question for those people who are off the road through no fault of their own. And if they ring up and they get an urgent appointment, have you asked your officials when that urgent appointment is likely to be in place? Are we talking about a 2 day backlog from the point of contacting and getting an urgent appointment? Is it likely to take 2 weeks?
Well,
again,
it's
a question, Nicola, as you know, because people will have repayments. So when are they likely to be back at work?
So I'm saying very clearly, the situation is cleared, but people, taxi drivers and vehicles at 4 year old must be prioritised. Now, I can't give a definitive time frame to say, right, you'll absolutely be seen within 5 hours. What I've said is, in my terms...
Are they likely to be seen within 5 days, Minister?
Before that...
Definitely.
Absolutely. I've given instruction that they're to be seen as soon as possible. Now, if you're saying to me that officials are saying to me, yes, we'll follow your instruction, we'll prioritise taxi drivers and so forth, but we'll not see them for 4 to 5 days, that's not acceptable. That's not the definition of priority, and I would not be happy with that.
Okay, and if taxi drivers are being prioritised, then who's being pushed behind them?
Well, that's why we have issued the temporary exemption certificate, because when you prioritise, you will displace. I said, first of all, DVA needs to make direct contact with customers who are going to have their appointments cancelled to advise them so that they're not making an unnecessary journey. But also the TEC, the temporary exemption certificate, that's why I've given it for 4 months, so that anyone who then has an appointment cancelled by the DVA will automatically now be issued with a temporary exemption certificate. So they don't need to apply. They will, if their appointment is cancelled, they will be issued with a temporary exemption certificate, and then a paper copy will follow. So that's why I've put that in place for anyone who is affected, that they will be covered and have that 4 month extension.
And this wasn't, there's an obvious irony in all of this. The very department which checks our cars for cracks in our car equipment and checks our cars that make sure everything's all right missed cracks in their own lifts in 48 of the 55 vehicle lifts. Does that not suggest an erosion of confidence in the actual departments, Minister, that are checking our cars? How can we have confidence if they miss their own equipment?
The DVA does not carry out the inspections. The inspections are contracted out to a world-leading company called Maha. And what they do is they carry out, every 8 weeks there are preventative maintenance inspections, and then every 6 months there are major service inspections. And what happened in this instance, I understand, predates my time, was that the last 6 month full and thorough inspection began in July last year. 9 test centres had their equipment inspected, including the lifts. And in the 10th, which was in Larne in November, that was the first report of cracks in the machinery. When they went on, there was more cracks identified, and then DVA Health and Safety instructed for it to be carried out a review of all of the lifts and a thorough inspection also. That's where the report emerged on the 15th of January that 48 of the 55 lifts had cracks. And on the 21st, one of the inspectors took a lift out of operation in Lisburn. That's in the sequence of events. But you're absolutely right. This is a huge issue for me. I have huge questions around the inspections, the contractor, and I've said as part of this review into how this situation ever arose, I want to have an absolute review of that contract because it throws up a number of serious concerns, and we've already initiated a process.
And might we be getting some of our money back from that company?
Well, this is for me, and I have to take legal advice on it, but it's clear for me that there are contractual issues here, and certainly I'll be pursuing them.
Okay, and final question, Minister. In terms of how long it's going to take to get the lifts fixed, you must have been given a timeline on that.
I've been given a rough timeline, but
what's that?
What I've said, well, this is what I'm saying. I've taken the decision on this, Stephen. There has been an element of confusion around all of this. I am not going to add to it by speculating about the timeframe within which everything will be repaired and back to full operation. But I give people my word on this. As soon as I have a definitive timeframe that I know that can be stuck to so that we're not misinforming people or causing further confusion, I will be straight out to let people know.
Okay. And a final question. What's it feel like now to be back in power and you're dealing with people like me giving you hassle, but at the end of the day, you've got the power to deliver for people?
Stephen, when you move into a position of leadership, there are always challenges. When you have a department, the size of the Department for Infrastructure, there are always going to be many challenges. The test is how you respond and deal with it. I hope that people will see that what I have tried to do is try to do what I can to ensure the safety of DVA staff and customers, but also move as quickly as I can to try to minimise disruption. That's what I will continue to do because, yes, I'm responsible for a department, but ultimately I'm responsible to the people of Northern Ireland. That's who we're there to serve. And so I want to work with you. You're an important channel for communicating with people, and I want to work with others to make sure that I do that job to the best of my ability.
We really appreciate you coming on, Minister. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Nicola.
Thank you.
So that's the Minister, Nicola Mallon. There was something quite interesting, actually, within that interview, because one of our BBC colleagues, Dan Marshall, who works here in BBC Northern Ireland, he's been tweeting that he first contacted the Department Press Office at around 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon. By 4 p.m, he was asking, he says, about 5 separate test centres. How come the Minister is saying she only found out about it on Tuesday night? So you've got a BBC journalist knowing about it at least on Tuesday morning, contacting the department, and the minister is still being kept in the dark. What's going on there? Michael in Greencastle. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Stephen. The car has just turned 4 years old, but I was fortunate enough in that it actually through a warranty service, and the Hearst also done a health check after they put it through MOT for me just about a fortnight ago. Now, I think it's grossly unfair that the 4-year-old car, which has had a warranty service and health check, doesn't qualify for an exemption from the MOT. No, because there's other cars, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 10 years old, is that their exemption has expired. But the car 4-year-old is more roadworthy, I would imagine, than these cars. So the MOT test taken on the day only states that your car is roadworthy on the day and doesn't guarantee that your car is roadworthy in a fortnight's time.
Of course. Michael, thank you. Drew and Glengormley, you're asking a question, actually, that's coming in quite a lot to the programme this morning. Go ahead, Drew.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, the extension, the 4-month extension to the test, has that been okayed by the insurance companies? Has anybody run that past them? Because normally, if you don't have a valid MOT certificate, your car is not insured.
Well, I'm presuming that if a government department is giving a legal exemption for the MOT, an extension, then your insurance would be valid. But I'm doing that as an amateur presumption like you are. You shouldn't rely on my word. What we'll do is, in fact, we've already contacted the Department of Infrastructure and ask them that question, Drew. We'll see if we can get an answer before the end of the programme. In other words, these 4 month extensions, do they validate everyone's insurance? Has the insurance industry confirmed they're accepting the extension?